Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Dalet.
Now we are three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of the eighth perek of Masechtas Chulin, a classic perek, Perek Kol HaBasa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So Perek Kol HaBasa deals primarily with the halachos of Basar V'Cholav. The Torah in three places says that one is not allowed to eat meat and milk together. But the truth is that if you look a little bit more carefully, the Torah never says that you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together. The Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, the context is the mitzvah of Oyle Regal, Shalosh Regalim Tachik Libashana, Schaga Matzis Tishmar, Vichaga Kotzer, Shalosh Pamet Mashana Yerokos Churchas El Pneya Adin Hashem. Then the Torah says, Reishis Bekuriad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, you should bring your bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leisevashel Gedi Bachalev Imoy. You're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. The Torah again in Parshas Kisiso, it's the same context. The Torah is talking about the mitzvah of Yontif, the mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, Sholesh Pama Bashano, Yeira, Kol Zechurchas Pneya Adin Hashem Elikei Yisrael, etc. Reishis Bikurim Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elikecha. Bring your bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. And then finally, the third time, in Parashas Re'eh, there the Torah is talking about the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, says the Torah, so the Torah says you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. The Torah didn't say it once, the Torah said it three times. And even though the literal meaning of the pasuk seems to suggest you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk, it doesn't say anything about eating. All it talks about is cooking, and the Torah very specifically seems to be talking about cooking a goat, not just in any milk, but in its mother's milk. Stating that, Chazal said that although that seems to be the Pshutai Shal Mikra, the Torah Shavik Sav, but in Torah Shabbat Peh we learn that it's not necessarily a Gidi, and it's not necessarily B'chalev Yimoy, and it's not necessarily Loi Savasha. But rather, the reason it says Loi Savasha B'chalev Yimoy three times is to tell me, number one, you're never allowed to cook meat and milk together. Number two, you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together. And number three, you're not even allowed to have hana from meat and milk together. So echod le'isra bishul, ve'echod le'isra achila, echod le'isra hana. So it says nowhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat basar v'chalav together. What it says is lo yisavashel gedi b'chalev imay. It says it three times, and because it says it three times, it's for that reason that we learn echod le'isra bishul, ve'echod le'isra achila, ve'echod le'isra hana. But there's no question that the Torah shebiksav of these psukim are very interesting. Number one, why did Torah say Lo Yisavashel Gedi B'Chalev Imoy? Number two, the context in the parasha of Yontif, and more specifically, as it relates to the mitzvah of Bikurim, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. The Rambam, famously, in his Meir Nevuchim, suggests, he says that even though he doesn't know this for a fact, but he says he has a hunch that there must have been a pagan custom where the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would cook a gedi b'chalev imay. And the pashit pshat of the pasuk is coming to say that thou shalt not observe that pagan custom. It says that's why the Torah says it in the context of the mitzvah of being Oyle Regel, because where the pagans would do it was in their temples. So says the Torah, there's a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel. You're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yisavashel gedi b'chalev imay. Don't behave like an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Don't do what the idol worshippers used to do. Don't go ahead and cook a goat in his father's milk, even though that's what he did. Ram says he doesn't know this for a fact, but he says so many mitzvahs are related to distancing the Yidden from the Avodah Zarah of once upon a time. So he says it's very reasonable. The Rambam says he investigated it and he researched it. He couldn't find the Mefurish, but it's certainly what he thinks. But there's no question that the context of where the Torah mentions Lo Yisavashel Gedi B'Chalev Imoy is definitely something worth pondering. When we learned Masechtas Zvachim, Daf Kuf Beis, we spoke out an unbelievable thing mentioned in the Pardes Yosef and Parshas Vayikra. Pardes Yosef brings Veroisi Oid Maisa Hagoyin Rabbi Yonis and Bala Tumim Zechrein Levracha. Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz, known as the Bala Tumim. When you learn a Yerideya, he's known as the crazy Uplesi. When he would sit in the Beis Akise, Kidesh Loi Lahara B'Divrei Torah, so he shouldn't think in learning how Hayakoyre B'Itoinim Magidei Chadashas. So he would read like different, like a science journal or different chadoshos itoinim, so that he shouldn't come to be maharib at the very Torah. Umatzah, and Rabbi Yonason read, that there was some scientific discovery that if somebody cooks meat and milk together, and then you take that taruvos and you fertilize the field, it causes the peiros to grow very, very tall. And as soon as Rabbi Yonason read that, he had a pshat in a pasuk. It says, 2 out of the 3 times that the Torah mentions, it prefaces it with the mitzvah bikurim. And he was bothered, Rabbi Yonah said, what's the connection between the mitzvah of Bikurim and the loisase of loisav asha gdiba chalev imoy? So Rabbi Yonah had an einfach. He said, oh, you know what the pshat maybe is? That being that when you cook basav v'chalev together, if you would use that taruvus to fertilize your field, it would cause the peiros to grow really nicely. So there would have been a hava amina that maybe for the mitzvah bikurim, reishis bikuri ad mascha, you're supposed to bring your nicest and your shiniest and your choicest fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cook basav v'chalav together so that you'll have this taruvos, so you'll be able to make the peiros grow better, says the Torah. No. Although there's a mitzvah of reishis bikuri ad mascha tavi beis Hashem alekecha, but at the same time, loisav ashel gedi bechalev imoy. The achakach, he brings the part of the Yosef that when Rabbi Yonason had this machshava, he was very bothered that he thought of a pshat in learning in the Beis HaKisei, and he fasted 40 tanesin. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonason did because of this story. So when we learn Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Beis, we spoke out of Yerushalmi and a whole Arichas, a whole bunch of raid as it relates to being Maharer B'Divrei Torah in a Beis HaKisei with Be'oines, etc., some really, really geschmackerate. But either way, again, the Pshutei Shel Mikra is you should not cook a goat in its mother's milk. The Torah mentions it in the Parsha of Eilu Regel next to the mitzvah of Bikurim. What's the juxtaposition? It's a little bit unclear, but as it relates to Perek Kol HaBasar, as it relates to the Torah of Alpeh, as it relates to Simon Pei Zayin and Pei Ches and Pei Tes in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, the Isser Basar V'Cholav means 3 things. You now let it cook all meat and milk together. You're not allowed to eat all meat and milk together. And you're not allowed to have hana from all meat and milk together. The Mechaber, right in the beginning of Simen Pei Zayim, makes a very important diet that permeates and underpins all of Perek Kol HaBasar. And that is, the Torah didn't simply say, you're not allowed to eat basar v'chalav. The Torah said, Leisav Ashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy. The Torah said it 3 times, one of which teaches me that you're not allowed to eat basar v'chalav. But why didn't the Torah say, don't eat basar v'chalav? It must be coming to teach me something. The fact that the Torah would tell me the Isser Achila with a Lashon Bishul has to mean something. Says the Shulchan Aruch that the Hoitzi Achila with Lashon Bishul. The reason the Torah uses the Lashon Bishul, not a Lashon Achila, is Loimak to teach me She'enoi Aser Min HaTorah Ela Derech Bishul. That the only time it's Aser Midei Raisa to eat Basa V'Cholav, if you eat Basa V'Cholav that was cooked together. So if Basa V'Cholav were cooked together and now you eat that Taruvos, that's Basa V'Cholav Dei Raisa. But if somebody would eat meat and somebody would eat cheese or milk, where they were not ever cooked together. For example, tzoynim betzoynim, they're both cold. So they're not even hot. If they weren't cooked together, there's no basa v'chalav d'iraisa. Now the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is she'eni yasav in HaTorah ela derech bishul. Stating that, if you look at all the noisei kelim in the Shulchan Aruch, Reb Kiva Eger, first Reb Kiva Eger in Hilchos basa v'chalav, ela derech bishul v'tzli, the Gilvian Marsha, that's Reb Shloime Eger, Reb Kiva Eger's son. Ela derech bishul v'tzli v'chein tigun, if you fry it as well. Even the Shach says, Einoy asam in HaTorah ela derech bishul al v'loy al yedei kovashu malicha. Not if you just salted it together or just pickled it together. What does it sound like? If you would roast it together or fry it together, it would be included in derech bishul. See, even though when you go into the technical nuances of how you prepare food, there's something called bishul, there's something called tzli. For example, you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. You have to roast the Karban Pesach. So clearly tzli and bishul are not the same thing. So there are nuances in terms of different mediums that were used to prepare as it relates to halacha. And Chazal say, derech bishul asr Torah. The Torah says, loisev vashel. But at the same time, all the noisei kelim kamat seem to be in agreement that when we say derech bishul asr Torah, it doesn't mean bishul per se. The point is they would have had to have been cooked or roasted or grilled or fried together. But if they weren't all done together, then b'chahai gavna, it sounds like it won't be in issa basav v'chalav. And it makes a very big difference because basav v'chalav the iraisa is asa b'hana, asa b'bishul, asa b'achila. Basav v'chalav the rabbana is much more kulik. The biggest kul is there's no isra no when it comes to basav v'chalav d'rabbana. So again, why did the Torah not simply say don't eat basav v'chalav? Why did it say loy savasha three times to teach me once an isra achila v'hoitzi achila b'loshin bishul loy marsheni asam an atayra ela derech bishul. That's a very important halacha. Just one lumdis, and with that we'll start. And that is that basav v'chalav is unique if you think about it. Being that the way basav v'chalav becomes basav v'chalav d'raisa is when they're cooked together. Meaning, it's the taruvos of basav v'chalav that creates the iser basav v'chalav. So we'll see. We're going to learn a lot about the laws of taruvos. Nice and tam lufkam, not barnat, ben yoimai. That all comes up over here in Perek Kalabas. So we had four dafin of taruvos in the previous Perek. Hashtag Coca-Cola, etc. Those were the more general taruvos dafin. But in Perek Kalabas, we're going to get into the basav v'chalav component of the sugyas of taruvos. But there's a very fundamental difference between a taruvos of basav v'chalav and your classic taruvos of issa v'heter, such as nevela and shchuta. What's the difference? If you have a taruvos of nevela and shchuta, nevela's aser, it's iser, shchuta is mutter, it's heter. When the two come together, so you ask yourself, does this taruvos now become aser because there's nevela in it? Or is the taruvos mutter because there's shchuta in it? Basar v'chalav, the basar and the chalav are both mutter. When the basar and chalav join, when they create this union, when they fuse, it now creates a chefza of iser. Nevela is a chefza of iser. Basar v'chalav is a chefza of iser. The chefza of iser nevela happens when you have an animal that's killed without a proper shchita. The chefza of iser basar v'chalav happens when you take two dvarim amutarim and you join them together. But when you join them together, the reason there's Isser is not because there's a little bit of Isser in this Taruvos. The whole Taruvos is Asser. The Chefs of the Isser is the Taruvos. It's a very fundamental difference. An ordinary Taruvos of Isser v'Heter, the reason the Taruvos is Asser is because there's Isser in the Taruvos. By Basav v'Chalav, the reason the Taruvos is Asser is because the Taruvos is a Chefs of Isser. It's not Pshat, there's Isser in the Taruvos. The taruvos is the iser, and this nafkuminas an halacha as it relates to pitul. Rabbeinu Ephraim Tosfos Daf Kuf Amud Aleph says that the only time you say chanan chaticha atzmanas nevelo is by a taruvos of basav v'chalav, where the taruvos is the gufa iser, as opposed to by an ordinary taruvos of iser v'heter, where the taruvos is not the iser. This is just iser in the taruvos, and because of the proportions of the taruvos, that's why the taruvos is aser. Either way, it's a major lum. This is actually a very simple, straightforward lum. This, if you think about it, regardless. So a little bit of the time of the Kra, the Torah Shabbat, a little bit of just a basic understanding of the definition of what Basav v'Chalav is, Derech Bishul Asr Torah, very important idea, and a little bit of the Lumdis, understanding that Basav v'Chalav is a Taruvos, and we're going to use a lot of Taruvos terminology, but it's very, very different than a standard Taruvos, because over here, the Taruvos is the Gufa Issa, the Taruvos is the Neveva, the Taruvos is the Trefa. The point is, it's not that there's Issa in the Taruvos, it's the Taruvos that's us. These are all very important, you say this, and on that note, a very straightforward daf. Zok the Mishnah, Kol HaBasar Asu Levashel B'Chalav, all meat, one is not allowed to cook together with milk. Chutz, to read the fine print, the exception of fish and grasshoppers. So you're allowed to cook fish and milk. You're allowed to cook grasshoppers, right? Grasshoppers, many of them are technically kosher, together with milk. But all other basar, you're not allowed. What's all other basar? Behema, chaya, and noif, as we'll see in the Gemara. Another halach. One is not allowed to take basar and put it on the same table with gvina, chutz, mi basar, dagim, v'chagavim, assuming you're going to eat at that table. So you're not allowed to eat meat at a table where there's also gvina. What kind of meat? Kol habasar, all meat, with the exception of dagim, v'chagavim. And the third halacha, noidim, and habasar, if somebody makes a neder that he's not going to have enough from basar, mutar b'basar, dagim, v'chagavim, he's allowed to eat dagim, v'chagavim. So the Mishnah says three halachos that are negeya basar, that exclude basar, dagim, v'chagavim. The first two are related to the halachas of basar v'chalav. The third one is related to hilchas nedarim. As it relates to basar v'chalav, you now let it cook basar together with chalav, stating that it's kol habasar with the exception of dagim v'chagavim. You're not even allowed to eat basar at a table with this chalav. That's true for all basar, with the exception of dagim v'chagavim. And then finally, as it relates to hilchas nedarim, somebody makes a neder that he won't have anah from basar, he's allowed to eat dagim v'chagavim. Now, it's there's a difference between the first two halachas in the Mishnah and the third halacha in the Mishnah. This is an important segue into the Gemara. The first two halachas of the Mishnah are saying that when the Torah says basar, it means basar chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim. So loisav asher gedibah chalevimai, which Torah Shabbat Pet says means that you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. What does meat mean? It means kala basar. It means all meat. Behem chayoy, with the exception of dagim v'chagavim. So when the Torah says basar, what the Mishnah is saying is it means all meat with the exception of fish and grasshoppers. The third halacha of the Mishnah is discussing hilchas nadara. We know that benedara and holchenach aloshem neyodim. So somebody makes a ned. He says I'm not going to have anah from meat. So what can't he have anah from? Not what the Torah calls meat, but what people call meat. We don't care what the Torah refers to meat as it relates to Ilchas Nadarim. Because Nadarim is all about what the person had in mind when he made the Nadar. And people don't have in mind what the Torah uses certain words to mean, but people have in mind what people use certain words to mean. Thus, Hanoidim and Abbasar, Mutav Abbasar, Dagav Chagavim means that not only Balashin HaTorah does Basar not mean Dagav Chagavim, but Balashin Bnei Adam, Basar doesn't mean Dagav Chagavim as well. So essentially, the Mishnah is saying two Chedushim. Number one, when it says in the Torah Basar, such as with regards to the laws of Basar V'Chalav, it means Basar Behem Achayev Oif, as opposed to Dagav Chagavim, when it's Nogeya Lashem Bnei Adam, it's the same thing. Lashem Bnei Adam and Lashem HaTorah are aligned with each other. Basar always means Basar Behem Achayev Oif. It does not mean Dagav Chagavim. Thus, even with regards to Nadarim, Noidim and Abbasar, Mutim and Basar Dagav Chagavim. Zokti Gemara, Ha'if Asar Midai Raisa. The Mishnah says, Kol HaBasar Asar Levashal B'Chalav. All Basar, you're not allowed to cook together with Chalav. What does all Basar mean? It means Behem Achayev Oif. And it sounds like, even though it's not Mefurish, it sounds like that we're lumping Behem Achayev Oif together as one. Meaning, just like behema is awesome midday raisa to cook together with chalav, so to chaya and oif would also be awesome midday raisa to cook together with chalav. Says the Gemara, "Come on, like Rabbi Akiva." If that's the case, not like Rabbi Akiva. Here, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva has a famous sheet in Shas, and we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. The chaya oif ain't in Torah. That even though there's an issa basa with chalav by oif by chicken, but it's only awesome in the Rabbanan. It's not aser midday raisa. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah says kol habasar, lumping all three together, just like behemah is for sure midei raisa, chayav oif as well. Rabbi Akiva holds chayav oif is only awesome with rabban. The more him is safer. Noit man habasar, mutu b'basar dagav v'chagavim. The safer says if somebody makes a net, he's not going to have enough from basar. He's a laddie dagav v'chagavim. Ha oif asar, oif sounds like is asar, right? Behemah chayav oif are asar. Only dagav v'chagavim is mutu. Asam li Rabbi Akiva. That is only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omar who says a halach and hilchas nedarim kol mili dimin l'chaleh shliach bar minehu. That if somebody makes a nether, that he's not going to have enough from a certain product. And this thing in question now, whether it's included in the product that he said he won't have enough from, is such that if you made a shliach and you asked them to go buy this thing for you, if they only had this product in question, would he buy it? So if he would buy it, then it's for sure included in what you said. If he for sure wouldn't buy it, then it's for sure not included in what you said. If he would come back and he would tell you that, you know, I know you asked me to buy this, but they had that. Do you want that or not? So there is a machlokes from Kivin Rabbanon, whether the fact that the shliach is even inquiring as to whether or not that's what you had in mind when you made your nether, does that mean it's included in what you said? Or does that mean it's not included in what you said? So what does that mean? The Tanya we looked at a braisa, a little confusing. I know you meant a yerek, right? If somebody makes a nether, he's not going to have enough from a yerek. Muta b'di lu'in. He's allowed to eat the lu'in. Rabbi Akiva oyser, Rabbi Akiva says he's not allowed. Omer lo, Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, v'aloy oymer adam l'shluchoy kach li yerek, v'u oymer lo imatzasi elad lu'in. You want to know if the lu'in is included in yerek. Said the Chacham et Rabbi Akiva, if somebody told the shliach, go to the supermarket and buy me a yerek, and all he found was the lu'in, you know what happened? He wouldn't just buy the yerek. He would come back and he would tell his mishaleach, you know, I went to the supermarket, they didn't have yerokos, all they had was the lu'in. So what do you see from there? That the lu'in is not yerek. Because if the lu'in and Lashem Bnei Adam, we're dealing with Nadarim, Lashem Bnei Adam is yerek, then why wouldn't he just buy the lu'in? See, you see the lu'in is not yerek. Omar Lohen, Rabbi Akiva told the Chachamim, Kein Hadavar, I agree with you. And I think it's precisely for that reason that Anoidim and Ayarek is also a Diluun. That's why Diluun's included. Because Kula Oimer Matsasi Ali Kitness, let's say the same Shleach would go to the supermarket and they wouldn't have Diluun. They would have Kitness. Would he come back and tell his Mishaleach, tell his sender that, you know, all they had was Kitness? Of course not. Why wouldn't he do that? Because Kitness is for sure not Yerek. Diluun is Yerek.
He's just not sure if that's what the Meshaleach had in mind. Elah Shedulun B'chal Yerek, Ve'nikinis B'chal Yerek. The point is that Rabbi Akiva has a much more liberal, he has a much more inclusive definition of Lashon Bnei Yodim as it relates to Hilchos Nedarim. Again, B'Nedarim Holchenach Lashon Bnei Yodim. So if somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have enough from a Yerek. So of course he can't have enough from a Yerek. What about something that's questionable? We're not sure if it's Yerek or not. Okay, define the question a little bit better. It's something that if you told your Shlech to buy you a Yerek and they had that, he wouldn't for sure buy it. He also wouldn't for sure not buy it. He'd come back and he would tell you. The fact that he would discuss it with you, have a conversation, is that what you wanted? Does that mean it's Yerek because of the fact that he's even coming back and telling you that they had that? Or for the fact that he's just not buying it, that's a raya that it's not yet. Rabbi Akiva goes l'chumra. He says that the fact that the shliach would be mimlach with the mishalech, that means it's included. The chachamim are mekel, and they say it means it's not included. Okay, what does that have to do with our mishnah? Apparently, basar oif, as it relates to basar, is the same thing. If somebody would tell the shliach, go buy basar, what he means is busar. That's what he wants. He wants real flesh. He'd come back. Let's say he goes and all they had was chicken. So he would tell his mishalech. He says, and I came and all they had was chicken. They didn't have me. Does that mean that if you know them in Abbasar, you had a mind oif? According to Rabbi Akiva, I know them in Ayerek. Being that you'd be mimlach on Diluim, it means Diluim is included in Yerek. It's not know them in Abbasar. Being that you'd be mimlach with Basar oif, it means the Basar oif is included in Abbasar. According to Chachamim, it's not. Okay, the Mishnah said, I know them in Abbasar, multiple Basar dog of a Chagavim. Implied from there is that you're also a Basar oif. If you're also a Basar oif, it means that something that you're mimlach is included. If that's the case, the safe in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. So freak the Gemara in a long winded way. Reisha Rabbanon. The Sefer Rabbi Akiva, the Reish of the Mishnah that says that the Isser Basar V'Chol of Deiraisa is true, even for Basar Oif is the like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Basar V'Chol of Deiraisa is only Be'ema, not Chayev Oif. The Mishnah sounds like Kol HaBasar Asal V'Asher V'Chol of Chutzmi Dagan V'Chagavim. But as long as it's not Dagan V'Chagavim, Be'ema and Chayev Oif are all included together with the same stringency of Issa Deiraisa. The Sefer says that as it relates to Hanoidim and Abbasar, also Asar B'Behem Chayv Oif, you only Mutter B'Dog of Chagavim, even though Oif is something that's Mimlechala, must be, it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Hanoidim and Ayerek is Asar B'Diluim. If that's the case, the Reish is Rabban, Sefer Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, yes, Rabbi, the time of the mission is Rabbi Akiva. The time of the mission is Rabbi, V'Nasal Lali B'Tanoi, and he paskin like Rabbi Akiva in regards to one halacha, and not like Rabbi Akiva with regards to the other halacha. As it relates to Nedarim, the safe in the Mishnah, Rabbi held like Rabbi Akiva. But Basar V'Chalav, as it relates to Basar V'Chalav, Savlak Rabbanon, that Basar Oif and Chalav is only Asr, is Asr Midei Raisa, which is not like Rabbi Akiva holds, it's only Asr Midei Rabban. Rav Ashi said a different there. It's not cool Rabbi Akiva. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. V'Hachi Kamar. What's the Kasha? How could the Reisha be Rabbi Akiva? Isn't the Reisha Mashma that Basar V'Chalav by Basar Oif is Asim and Deiraisa? No, it's not Mashma that way. The way you read the Mishnah is Kala Basar Asim Vashma Cholov. All Basar, you're not allowed to cook together with Cholov. Mehen the Divrei type. What's the definition of Kala Basar? Behem Chay Vaif. Of Behem Chay and Vaif, some are Asim and Deiraisa. Umehen the Divrei Soifrim. Some are Asim and Rabbanan. The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Kuin Rabbi Akiva, Behem is Asim and Deiraisa. Chay and Vaif is Asim and Rabbanan. And the Mishnah continues and says, "Chutz mivasa dagav echagavim she'enam." There's no Israel, loy midivrei Torah, v'loy midivrei Seifrim. The bottom line is a machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi whether the ratio of the Mishnah kol abasar asal of ashal b'cholav is going according to the Rabbanon dafka the loyker Rabbi Akiva, or whether it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef said that the Mishnah, Kalabasa, Asal of Asher B'cholov, is mashma, that Basa Behema, Chayav Oif, one is not allowed to cook together with milk, Midai Raisa. If that's the case, it means the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that Basa Chayav Oif, V'cholov is only Asam at Rabbanon. Either safe as Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, the Nosav La'alib at the Tanoi. But the point is, the ratio of the Mishnah holds that the Isser Basar Oif and Basar Chaya and Cholov is an Isser Deiraisa. Rav Ashi holds it's not Muchach. Rav Ashi says that it could be the ratio of the Mishnah is also Rabbi Akiva. And when the Mishnah says, Kola Basar Asal of Ashal B'Cholov, Yesh Mehen Midivrei Torah, Yesh Mehen Midivrei Soifim. So even though there's two dots here, it's a little bit misleading because the Gemara really continues along this machlekes. V'asal Ha'alois V'chum. Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that from the second halacha of the Mishnah, I think I have a raya to my pshat.
Also, Rabbi Yehuda says that the ratio of the Mishnah is the loik Rabbi Akiva. The ratio of the Mishnah holds that basar oif v'cholov is asa midairaisa, not merely midrabban. Now, what was the second case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said not only is it asr to cook basar and cholov, but it's asr lahalois in magvina ala shulchan. You're not even allowed to take basar and eat at a table where there's also gvina. And the Mishnah included all basar in that halacha. Meaning, basar behema, chaya va'oif, are all included in this iser that one is not allowed to eat that type of basar at a table with his chalav. Says Rabbi Yosef, Shema mina, I think from that halacha, you see basar oif v'chalav, they raisa, because if you're going to tell me that the iser to cook basar oif and chalav is only an iser rabbanon, achila gufa gzer, that means the iser to eat basar oif and chalav is also only an isad rabbanon. Because you're saying that when it says lo yisadash al gediba chalei vima, it doesn't mean basar oif. It's only mid rabbanon. If that's the case, he achilo guf gzera. The isad to eat oif and chalav is a gzera. It's an isad rabbanon. Va'anan nigzer halah ato achila. So does it make sense then that we would make a gzera that you shouldn't even eat oif at a table where you already have gvina? Meaning, it's poshut that there's no iser d'oraisa to eat meat at a table with his milchiks, with his cheese. What would be the iser? This is a gzera. We're afraid that if you eat at the same table, you may actually come to eat it together. Eating it together, that's already getting involved in the iser b'chol d'oraisa, as the Gemara is going to flesh out. So. But the point is that as it relates to the iser to eat at the same table, that's not an iser d'oraisa. It's poshut, that's only an iser d'rabbanon. Now, if you're going to tell me that the iser to eat oif and cholov together is only an iser d'rabbanon, what would be that iser d'rabbanan? Oh, don't eat chicken and milk together, or chicken and cheese together, because then you might come to eat meat and cheese together. Which means as follows. It means if you set it up, there's an iser d'oraisa, you're not allowed to eat meat, real flesh, together with milk, together with cheese. That's an iser d'oraisa. Because of that, the Chachamim made a gzera. The Chachamim said, don't eat chicken and cheese together. Gzera, you might come to eat meat and cheese together. Now, because there's an iser to eat chicken and cheese together, the Chachamim said, don't even eat chicken at a table with his cheese. Now, when we say don't eat chicken at a table with his cheese, it's because you might come to eat the chicken and the cheese together. But really, if you eat the chicken and the cheese together, it doesn't matter. It's only an iser d'rabbanan. It matters. But not with the rice. It only matters with rabbanon. Why? What's the problem of eating chicken and cheese together? You may come to eat meat and cheese together. From a deraisa standpoint, we're two steps removed. It's what's called, in Chazal terminology, a gzeira ligezeira. So we made gzeirois derabanan to protect the deraisas, but the Chama did not make gzeirois to protect the derabanans. You make gzeiras to protect the erises, not gzeiras to protect the derabanans. It's for that reason you don't make a gzeira the gzeira, because a gzeira by definition is in place to protect the erises. So you're not going to make a gzeira for the gzeira, because that means the gzeira is protecting the rabban. We don't do that. All gzeiras are made to protect the erises. So if that's the case, says Rabbi Yosef Bishloima, if the iser oif and chalav is an iser d'oraisa, I understand the Mishnah. It's a gzera for the iser d'oraisa. Don't eat chicken together with cheese at the same table. Gzera otu d'oraisa. You may come to eat the oif and the gvina together. But if you're going to tell me eat oif and gvina together is not even asam d'oraisa, it's only asam d'rabbanan. So then the iser to eat the oif and the gvina at the same table is a gzera atu and iser d'rabbanan. Said Rav Yosef, do you make a gzera like gzera? For sure not. Elamai, it must be the time of the Mishnah holds that basar oif and gvina is an iser d'oraisa. Must be, it's the like Rabbi Akiva, and it's a riot to my pshat in the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi even nasavla aliba de tanab. It says the Gemara, not tamer like gazvin gzera gzera. Rabbi Yosef, you're assuming for such a double pashit that you don't make a gzera gzera. How do you know that you don't make a gzera gzera? So there's important taisus before we go weiter. Third taisus on the yom, easy taisus. Bekama mekoymus amahi guf gzera vana nekav enigza gzera gzera. There's many places in Shas taisus says where the Gemara assumes for a double pashit that you don't make a gzera l'gzera. Perakama the Shabbos, uber perakama the Madlikin, uber Eish Beya. V'hach over here, binin lasuye rayo le'in gzera d'ala otu achile. Here, for some reason, the Gemara is going to have to find a source. How do you know that you don't make a gzera l'gzera? Then Tosfos says, v'yesh mekoymes, and then there are even other places, digazrina gzera l'gzera, that we actually make a gzera l'gzera. V'loi cheshinon, and we don't care. So Tais says, what's going on over here? Tais says, I found three sugis in Shas, three categories of sugis in Shas as it relates to gzera l'gzera. Most sugis assume you don't make a gzera l'gzera. You don't need sources for it. This is just the way it is. Then we have this Gemara that we're learning right now, where the Gemara assumes that you don't make Gzeira L'Gzeira, but the Gemara needed a source for it. That's this next Gemara. You don't pay Imra. How do you know you make Gzeira L'Gzeira? And then I have Gemaras where the Gemara actually does make Gzeira L'Gzeira. So how do you reconcile this? Tosfos says you don't. Ein l'damis Gzeiras chachamim zu l'zu, ela b'mkayim shashas medama. Really, the takeaway is that you can't really opine, and this is not something that's open for our interpretation. We just have to follow whatever Chazal said. So when Chazal were of the opinion that it's a sugya, where it's pasha, you don't make zera, look zera, we'll follow that. Where Chazal needed a makar, we'll try to find a makar. And where Chazal felt that you could be gozer, look zera, look zera, we'll accept that. The point is you can't really walk around Shas with an idea, oh, it's a zera, look zera. Yeah, because I'll find you sugyas where we do make zera, look zera. The point is, there's three categories. As it relates to this Gemara, the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, felt that you shouldn't make gzeira l'gzeira. Thus, from the Mishnah, he felt he had a raya, the basar eifa chalav was awesome day raisa, but he needed a makarta. What's the makarta? Not him, like gzeira l'gzeira. Time we learned in the Mishnah, chalas chutz laretz, necheles, mazar ala shulchan, chalas chutz laretz. So we know that in Eretz Yisrael, you have all the mitzvahs atliyas ba'aretz, one of which is chala. Chala is to dough, what truma is the fruit. It has to be given to a kohen. A zar that eats it is chayim misa b'dei shamayim, and has kedusha. It's very, very chum. But that's all in Eretz Yisrael. What about in chutz laretz? There's an idea of chalas chutz laretz, but only on a derabbanon level. So the Mishnah is discussing in Masechtas Chala that if somebody had chal in chutz laretz, the halach is nechalas amazar al shulchan. If you're a kohen and you're eating it, you can eat it at the same table as a zar. Then he tells the chal kohen shiurta. Another cool as relates to chalas chutz laretz is ordinarily you're supposed to give truma meiser to a kohen that's not an amaretz, because if it's an amaretz, we're afraid that he won't be careful and he won't observe it b'tahira. So you have to give it to a chashiv kohen, someone that's machzik the teres Hashem, says Rashi. But in chutz laretz, you're allowed to be more makel. But what we need is that a kohen is allowed to eat his chalas chutz laretz at the same table as a zar. Why is allowed to eat it at the same table together with the zar? Why aren't you afraid that while they're eating together, the zar is going to eat a little bit of challah? Oh, the teretz must be, because even if he eats the challah, he's only going to be over in a siddur rabbanon, because challah's chutz laretz is only asim siddur rabbanon. But the question is, why don't you say that don't eat challah's chutz laretz at the same table with a czar, or from the czar's perspective, don't eat at the same table that a kohen is eating his challah's chutz laretz, because of gzeira that you may do the same thing with Chalas Eretz Yisrael, and over there it's going to be a Nisa Deiraisa. The Teretz is because it's two steps removed. It's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. You don't eat the Derabbanan because you may come to eat the Derabbanan, which may lead you to come eat the Eraisa. The point is that you see you don't make a Gzeira in such an instance where it's two steps removed. And the Gemara feels that it has a direct analogy, Rabbi Yosef does, to our case. Don't eat not Chalas Chutz Laretz at the same table with a czar who's not allowed to eat chalas chutz laretz, but don't eat basar at a table with his gvina because of gzeira that you may eat the oif together with the gvina, which is a gzeira that you may come to eat. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, but Abaye said this very simple chilek. Bishlami yashmin chalas chutz laretz ba'aretz. Bishlami had that mishnah mesachtes chalav been talking about a czar eating with a kohen chalas chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael. Then I would think it's a good sushtal. Deikul amigza mishum chalas ha'aretz deiraisa. Because over there, you could be geyser mishum chalas ha'aretz chalas eretz Yisrael, which is awesome deiraisa. But loy geyser, we don't make the geyser ikul mishum, you know. So then you have a good proof. Elo chutz la'aretz mishum deikul amigza. You know why in the Mishnah it's not a problem? Because in the Mishnah, it's never going to come to an issa deiraisa. The Mishnah Masechtas Chala was talking about, you have two yidin that are living in Bavel. They're living in chutz la'aretz. They're nowhere near Eretz Yisrael. There's no chalas Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to make a gzeira. Don't eat at the same table with a kohen that's eating chalas chutz laretz. What are you worried about? You're worried about the issa derabbanan. We don't make gzeiras for issa derabbanan. What do you mean? It's going to come to an issa deraisa. Because if you're going to do it for chalas chutz laretz, you do it for chalas Eretz Yisrael. And now we're infringing upon a deraisa. There's no chalas Eretz Yisrael. Where are you finding chalas Eretz Yisrael? When you go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll have that conversation. There's no chalas Eretz Yisrael. We're in chutz laretz now. I mean, we're in chutz laretz, and it was no shchiach in chutz laretz to have Chalas Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim felt it didn't make any sense to go to that level to make such gzeira. Elo, aval hocha, but as relates to Basav v'chalav, yisharus le'lasukhi oifin gvina, if you're going to allow a person to eat oifin gvina at the same table, osi lasukhi basar gvina. There you may come to eat basar gvina. Just like you have oif, you have basar. They're both in your freezer. U'mecho basav v'chalav deiraisa. And that already could become basav v'chalav deiraisa. In other words, Abai is telling Rabbi Yosef, you needed a makar. This is one of the gzeira l'gzeiras where you felt you needed a makar. You don't have a makar. Because your makar is not a good parallel to our sugya. In your case of chalas chutz laretz, there is no chalas Eretz Yisrael. We're in chutz laretz.
with teef and gullus. You don't have the real challah. So if you don't have the real challah, it's never going to come to an issa deraisa. So this is really two steps. It's exera. In that case, we're not, but in our case, you do have the real thing. Just like you have oif, you have basar. So if you're going to eat the oif together with the gvina at the same table, it may come to eating the basar and the gvina at the same table, which itself may come to an issa deraisa. So in the case of challah, the reason we didn't make the gzera, because there was no concern, it was really loy shchiach, that it would ever come to an issa deraisa. As opposed to in our case, it's a little bit more mistamber that it would come to an issa deraisa. At least it's likely, and as a result, you have no raya from the Mishnah that basar oif and chalav is asa mid rabbanan. Could be basar oif and chalav is really asa mid deraisa. Maskefla, Rav Sheshes, soif, tzaynin b'tzaynin hu. At the end of the day, what we're saying is that the only time it makes sense to make this gzera is if it's going to lead to an issa deraisa. Right? From chalas chutzlars, you for sure see that if it's not going to lead to an issa deraisa at some point, we don't make this gzera. So here you're worried it's going to come to an issa deraisa. Even though oif maybe itself is not asa mid deraisa, like Rav Ashi said and Abaye's defense. Rav Ashi Shita. But at the same time, if it was Basar, it would be an Issa Deraisa. If Eitik Mar, is that true? We spoke at in the intro that Derech Bishal Asur Torah. The only time it's Asadid Basar V'chal B'Deraisa is if it was cooked together. So two people are sitting at a table. One person is eating pastrami and the other person is eating cheese. How's it going to come to an Issa Deraisa? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to take a little bit of his cheese and you're going to eat it together with your pastrami. L'chayra, the pastrami is not hot. It's soynein. And the cheese is not hot. They weren't cooked together. So if they weren't cooked together, there's no derech bishol, there's no bliois, platois, so if there's no taruvus, if that's the case, it's anyways only awesome of the Rabbanon. So isn't it weiter, gzera? Where's the end game of an issa deraisa that justifies going ahead and making this gzera? This is a fundamental question on the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi, Abaye said, well, I'll tell you why, gzera, shem yalav yofas reiseach. Maybe the case is when they're not just sitting at a table on a regular plate, but rather they were sitting on, there was an ofas, there was a hot boiling pot that they were eating on. So the concern is that I'll take a little bit of your cheese, I'll put it on my ilfis, and then it's going to cook together with my basar. As a result, it's going to be a problem. Faith to Gemara, soif, klisheinihu. Isn't that ilfis a klisheini? If a klisheini ain't a mevashel, so we'll see a lot more about klisheini as we go through the sugyas of basar v'chala. But we're all familiar with klisheini from Hilcha Shabbos, and we know the Chazal had a mesorah, Tosfos Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis, explains it very nicely, ayin shav, not for today. But there's an idea that a klisheini, a keli that it itself was not on a fire, is not mevashel. So a keli that was on the fire, you have your big pot of chicken soup, you take it off the fire, even though it's not on the fire, if it's yatsoy led this way, if it's still really hot, being that that pot itself was on the fire, it has the ability to cook. So if you put something in it on Shabbos, you're getting involved in bishul, for example. As it relates to basar v'chol, there'd be a concept of derech bishul asur torah as it relates to that pot. But let's say you take from the chicken soup, you put it into a bowl. That bowl is a klisheni, because that bowl itself was never on the fire. So says the Gemara, isn't this ilfas reisech for sure something that was never on the fire? So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not possible it could be an ilfas rishain. So you're in a fancy restaurant where they actually what's that?
Flaming dish.
Right, exactly. And they'll put it on the table and you're going to be eating your meat and he's going to be eating his gvina and you're going to take his gvina, put it on your plate with the meat. The bottom line is it could come to an issa deraisa. With an oikimta, ilfas rishain, being that it could come to an issa deraisa, it's for that reason you can have a problem. The bottom line is the Mishnah said, we have a machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi, when the Mishnah says kol abasar, which clearly means behema chayenoi. How do you know it means behema chayenoi? Because the Mishnah said it only excludes dogam b'chagava. So obviously behema chayenoi are included in this. According to Rav Yosef, it means that behema chayenoi are all asim b'day raisa. And even though there's a shittas Rabbi Akiva that holds that basar chayiv ve'oif and chalav is only awesome in the Rabbanan, obviously the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Akiva. And even though the seifa of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the Nedarim component of the Mishnah, it's Rabbi, the Nasav Lali, but the Tanoi, the Reisha, the Mishnah he held, was the like Rabbi Akiva. That was Rabbi Yosef's understanding of the Mishnah. Rav Ashi said, no, it's not Muchach. Kol basar asa levasha b'chalav, but not necessarily that all basar is awesome in their rights. Yesh mehem edivrei Torah, v'yesh mehem edivrei Sofer. Basar behema is awesome in their rights. Basar chayiv ve'oif is also with the Rabban. The second halacha of the Mishnah was, v'asa lahalis and magvina ala shulchan. You're not allowed to eat basar. What type of basar? Again, behema, chayo, v'oif. You're not allowed to eat all three types of basar together with gvina at the same table. So I'm minding my own business. I'm sitting with someone else who's minding his own business. I'm eating mine. He's eating his. It doesn't matter. At the same time, I can't eat
basar while you're eating vino. What's the problem? This is all a gzeira that you may come to eat the basar of a chalav together. Doesn't it sound like a gzeira, like gzeira? Certainly, according to Rav Ashi, the basar oif and chaya is any in the, even if you would cook together with chalav, would only be asmid rabbanim. Because the ratio of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. So if you actually ate them together, derech bishul would only be awesome in the Rabbanon. So why would we make a gzera for the Rabbanon? And really, even according to Rav Yosef, who learns that the ratio of the mitzvah, the basar, oif and basar chay in our Mishnah is awesome in the Raisa, it still only sounds like a gzera for the Rabbanon. Because if you would actually take your friend's cheese and you'd put it in your mouth together with the food you're eating, being that it's not derech bishul asr Torah, it sounds like you'd only be nis in the Rabbanon. So doesn't this whole halacha seem interesting in light of the idea of gzera the gzera? It sounds like we're making a gzera because we're protecting an Isser. We don't protect the Isser Rabbanon. Isser Rabbanon are here to protect us. We're not here to protect the Isser Rabbanon. That's a sound bite. Forget a raid bite. Right? But that's really what it is. That's not what the Isser Rabbanon could do. No, but seriously, that's what it's for. That's what the Isser Rabbanon are. The Vilna Gaon says the Isser Rabbanon went into effect in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Because after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was obvious to the Chachamim that we needed Isser, we needed protection. V'asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. That's one of the makayrus and the rishayim to isurei derabanan. You have l'shasser, and then you have this idea of v'asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. But either way, the point is, we digress. That doesn't it sound like you're making a gezerah for a gezerah? But that's certainly what it sounds like. The teretz is no. There is a possibility that by you eating meat and your person sitting next to you eats cheese, it could come to an Isadei Reis. How's that? If you were eating on an Ilfis Reiseach and it was an Ilfis Risha, point is, it's possible. Being that it's possible, that's why the Chachamah went ahead and they made a Gzera. Either way, the second Mishnah picks up exactly where the first Mishnah and Gemara left off. Beishamai disagrees with the first Mishnah. Beishamai says that you're not allowed to eat Basar Oif together with Gvina, but you're allowed to eat oif at a table where there's gvina. So the oif is oil and gvina al-shulchan. They can be on the table at the same time. You're just not allowed to eat them together. Not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, v'asur l'halois and gvina al-shulchan. That was the first Mishnah. What was asur l'halois? Kol ha-basar, which is v'emechai v'oif, b'sham ha-yargis. B'sul says, lo oil v'lo nechal. In other words, the first Mishnah is really a machloikis b'sham v'sul. The Stam Mishnah was Alibah de Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yossi said, Zu, this halach is mikule Beis Shammai u'michumre Beis Hillel. Usually, Beis Shammai is machmer and Beis Hillel is mekel. But over here, it's just the opposite. Beis Shammai allows you to eat chicken at a table where there's cheese. It's Beis Hillel that doesn't. Meaning Beis Shammai is the mekel, Beis Hillel is the machmer. Rabbi Yossi commented, he said, this is one of the cases where Beis Shammai was the mekel and Beis Hillel was the machmer. Beis Shulchan Amru, what kind of table does this halach apply to? This is only a table that people eat on. But there was a serving table, a table that was used to prepare food, but no one's eating at that table. You don't have to worry about it, right? If it's at the serving, now if you pick out of the serving table, I'm not sure. Ask your local rabbi. But, you know, okay, a serving table where there's good etiquette and people don't just pick. So you take the food from the serving, you bring it back to you, what's the chash? You can eat from this and this. Nobody eats there. It's only at the table that you're eating on. That's where this halacha applies. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Ayna Tana Kama. The Tana Kama of the second Mishnah said that whether oif is oila imagvina la shulchan is a machloikis b'sham b'sil. And then Rabbi Yossi said, zu mikule b'shamayim mechumre b'sil. Really, all Rabbi Yossi did was the math for us. I mean, Rabbi Yossi didn't add anything to the Mishnah because the Tana Kama already said that this first Mishnah is really a subject of debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai is the Mekel, and Beis Hillel is the Macher. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zu mikule Beis Shammai, Mechum Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yossi must have been doing more than just tallying this as one of the times in Shas where Beis Shammai is the Mekel, Beis Hillel is the Macher. So there must be some Chiddush La'alacha. And we don't see the Chiddush. Rabbi Yossi, Hayna Tayna Ka, the Chitim, Achilugu Fibiginai. Maybe you'll tell me. Now, Rabbi Yossi was coming to say Allah. He wasn't just saying that. You should know, fun fact, this is Mikule Beis Shammai and Mechumre Beis Hillel. What's the halacha? He was coming to be Maisif in Beis Shammai's Kula. The Tana Kama held that what was Beis Shammai's Kula? That you're allowed to eat oif together with Kvina at the same table. But you can't eat them literally together. Rabbi Yossi was coming to say that Achila Gufa Ike Beinayim, that the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is with regards to Achila itself. Meaning Beis Shammai is much more Mekel than the Tana Kama thinks. Beis Shammai holds you even allowed to eat oif and Chalav together. In the previous sugya, we had a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim whether the iser to eat oif and chalav is an iser derech, is the Rabbanan. The Gemara is suggesting that maybe Rabbi Yossi held that according to Beis Shammai, he's so makel when it comes to basav chalav that he holds it even mutter lekatchila to eat oif and chalav together. But the Gemara says, "The Tanakam about lokam if give achila loy pligi." But the Rebbe says achila gufa bikul b'sham bichum reisolol. Right? The Gemara just says what we just said, that maybe that's what Rebbe Yosi is coming to add. That whereas the Tanakam thought the machlokes b'sham reisolol was with regards to eating it at the table together, Rabbi Yossi was being moisif and said, "Eshami holds he can physically eat it together." But the Gemara says it can't be. Why not? But Tanya, we went to the Brayso. Rabbi Yossi says, "Shishadvar mikul beshami mechumre bezil." There are six things that are mechumre beshami. This is a Mishnah, by the way. It's a Mishnah Maseches Idyos, not a Brayso. But tonight, so Rabbi Yossi said there are six times where beshami was mekel and bezil was machmer. It's interesting. There are six times that beshami was mekel and bezil was machmer. There's also six times that the halach is like Beshamai, and not like Bezil. It's not the same sex. So there's six times where Beshamai is the Mekel, which is an anomaly, because Beshamai is usually the Machmer. There's also six times where the halacha is like Beshamai, Tosis brings it in Masech the Sukkah, Daf Gimel, Mam and Aleph, Beshem, Reb Amram, Goy. But either way, Bezu Achas Mehen, and Reb Yossi said that this is one of the six, where Beshamai is Mekel, and Bezil is Machmer. What's this one? Oif, Oilo, Im, Akvina, Allah, Shulchem, Ein, Nechal, Divir Beshamai, U Bezil, Oimim, Loi, Oilo, Loi, Nechal. So what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Yossi's dirsa of the machlekes beishamay and bezil regarding basar oif and chalav is exactly the girsa of the Tanakam of the Mishnah. So you can't say that when Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah zu mekula beishamay chum bezil that he's coming to be maisa, that he's coming to add in the kula of beishamay, because we have a mafurish Mishnah in Idias where Rabbi Yossi recited the machlokes b'shamayim b'sol precisely the way the Tanakama of the Mishnah did. It says the Gemara, Eli, you have to say hakamash malon. You know why the Mishnah said the halacha and then mentioned Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara something very interesting. Man Tanakama Rabbi Yossi must be that the Tanakama is really Rabbi Yossi. Now, if the Tanakama is Rabbi Yossi, it should have said Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ha'oif Ayla Magvina La Shulchem Ein Enech Levi Beit Shammai. I mean, the Tanakam is Rabbi Yossi. So even though when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like it's two Tanoim, thus the question, what's Rabbi Yossi coming to add on the Tanakama? It's not two Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi is the Tan of the Mishnah. So why did the Mishnah just say it that way? To teach me, to tell me that when you're you may be gula oilam, shenemar, what's the makar? Here's a Purim reference. Mordechai overhears a conversation between Bigson and Seresh, tells Esther. Esther goes and tells Achashverosh, but she doesn't tell Achashverosh this piece of information, this intelligence that she now had anonymously, but she says it over in the name of Mordechai. And because she said it over in the name of Mordechai, the Geula came. Why? Because then Achashverosh writes down in his Sefer HaZechronos that he owes Mordechai a favor. And this plays an incredibly integral role in the ultimate salvation of the Yidden at the time of the Purim story. But it all happened because of Esther, who was Oymer Dava B'Shem Oymeray. And this is the Makar, that Kola Oymer Dava B'Shem Oymeray, maybe Gula La'ilam. You learn it from Esther and Mordechai. The point is, what's up to do with our Mishnah? So Rashi says something very interesting. You know what happened? The Tana of the Mishnah sat down to write the Mishnah. He said, I'm reading Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Kola Oymer Dava B'Shem Oymeray. The Tana Shochach, the Tana forgot to mention that it was Rabbi Yossi. The Chazar, then he realized, v'hiskeshmei, and he mentioned Rabbi Yossi. What's interesting is that Rebbe, when he wrote the Mishnah, or was Masada the Mishnah, did it in the same format, as opposed to just saying, right, just doing it in the proper way. I mean, why the Tana in real time said what he said, oops, it's Rabbi Yossi, and then mentioned Rabbi Yossi, I hear. But why did Rebbe write it this way? I guess to teach us this lesson, that Rebbe was inspired by what the Tana did, that the Tana said the halacha, and then realized, oh, it's Rabbi Yossi. I'm a daf ibezogim for Rabbi Yossi, because you know what's at stake? The geula. Because and Rebbe went and wrote the Mishnah, it was Masada Mishnah the same way, didn't edit it, and just say that this is Rabbi Yossi's halacha to bring out this point. This is how we know the point. We know it from what the Tana did. But either way, to teach us this halacha of kol oimer dava b'shem oimer mevi gula la'olam. So just to end with a little bit of halacha l'maisa. So we learned the first sugya in Perek HaBasar, and it's the sugya of eating meat at the same table where there's gevina. These halachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. They're in Yerudea Simin Peches. The Mechaber says, Afilu Basar Chaya Va'oif. Halach Alf. Afilu Basar Chaya Va'oif. Aso lehaloisei ala Shulchan Sho'eichel Olav Gevina. You're not allowed to take Basar Chaya Va'oif and eat at the table with his gevina. Shelo Yovei Va'oichom Yachta. Because we're afraid that if there's going to be gevina and Basar at the table together, you may come to eat them both. But if it's a table where you're just preparing the food, this that it's aser to eat it together at the same table. Number one, it's only if the two people know each other, they're heimish together. But if they don't like each other, it's not so likely that you're going to take a french fry off his plate. But let's say you have two guests that they're sitting at the same table, they don't know each other. Or if they, even if they do know each other, in other words, says the Mechaber, but there is a way out of this. There is a way out, and that is that if there's some hecker on the table between the two people that are eating, that would work to alleviate this issue. So for example, if you put something in between, so two people, Reuven and Shimon are sitting together at a table, Reuven's eating his fleishiks, and Shimon's eating his melachik. So it's a problem because it's basar and gvina. Both of them have a problem. None of them are allowed to eat at this table. So the halacha is that sometimes it's not an issue. But in the event that it's an issue, you could get away with it by making some sort of hecker. Either they each eat on their own mappa, so each have our own little placemat of some sorts, that would work. Or if you put something in between the two meals. The Shulchan Aruch's example is you put bread, and all the nice Kalim say, it's only if you're not eating the bread. But the point is, if you put some sort of hecker, something in between, that would work as well. So the bottom line is, the halacha of our Mishnah and our Gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, like Beis Hillel, which makes sense. The halacha is like, it's not one of the six times, but the halacha is like Beis Shammai. So of course the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but at the same time, there's a very important caveat, a very important kula, and that is that if you make some sort of hecker, that would be okay. The Shach discusses what would be if you're eating a kosher meal at the same table with someone who's eating a non-kosher meal. You're eating meat and he's eating meat, but your meat is kosher, his meat is bas and avela. Says the Shach, he believes it would be mutter. And he says a very important svara in these sugyas. And that is that there's no chashash that because you're sitting at the same table with someone who's eating non-kosher food, halacha l'maisa, that you're going to go ahead now and take his non-kosher food. You don't eat non-kosher. And it's a chashash rachuk. It's not something the Chachamim were ever worried about. It's only a problem by bas of the chalav. You know why? Because the bas is kosher and the chalav is kosher. Everything is kosher. This all has badatz hechsherim. Everything is 100% kosher. It's just that you're not allowed to eat them together. But being that both foods are independently kosher, it's b'kahai gav that the Chachamim will worry. But enachinami, if the other person sitting at the table was eating bas and avela, says the shach, you don't need a hecker. You don't need a map. This halach, this simon in Shulchan Aruch, very short simon. This short simon in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Simon Peches, would not apply. It's not applicable. It's only applicable by bas of the chalav, because the bas is something that people eat and the chalav is something that people eat. But if it would be bas and avela, then you have nothing to worry about. Says the Shach, I'll tell you another place you find this halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Urechaim Simon Tafman. You know what the halach over there is discussing? It's chametz, Hilchas Pesach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Yehudi shenichnas lebeis Yisrael. If a non-Jew walks into a Jew's house on Yontif, vechemtzay biyadai, and he has chametz, like you have an office, and you have a non-Jewish employee, and this employee walks into your office with chametz on Pesach, the halach is it's okay. Ein yizakik loitziyai. Afal pisha Yisrael roya chametz. Even though you see it, doesn't it say in the Torah ba yirav lo yirav lecha? Yeah, in bekach klo. Why? Because shalcha yatera. Yeah, but after roya shalcha, no one says you can't see chametz. You can't see your own chametz on Pesach, right? You can see somebody else's chametz. So if an edi Yehudi walks into your house, it's fine. Stating that says the mechaber. Avul also lahaloisa imay ala shulchan vafilu behefsek makir. But what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to sit down with the person and eat. You know, say, yo, you're having lunch. Oh, it's so funny. I'm also eating lunch, and you're going to take out your matzah. Surprise, and he's going to take out his chvesnish. That's not something that you're allowed to do. To eat at the same table, not. So says the Shach, I found another place in Shulchan Aruch where you find this halacha, meaning this halacha that's brought down in the Gemara Masechtus Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet, the first sugya in Perek Kol HaBasar. Festa, sugya, kala basa. And then you have basa v'chala, yeridea. That was the hair. Peches. So you have this. I found it in one other place. I found it in Hilchas Pesach with regards to chametz in Simen Tov Mem. But says the Shach, this supports my theory, which is that we're, it's something that people usually eat, that's where there's a concern. So you're going to eat with the Eni Yehudi. The Eni Yehudi is eating chametz. So being that the Eni Yehudi is eating chametz, you eat chametz the whole year. It's just for these 7 days that you don't eat chametz. Oh, but being that it's something that you usually eat, it's like bas of a chalav, which be'etzim, it's something that you eat. Over here, it's going to be a problem. So says the Shach that you're going to eat with someone else who's eating something that right now you can't eat, but something that typically you can't eat, such as basa v'chol, but the basa is kosher and the chol is kosher. It's just that right now I can't eat it because I'm fleishik, because I'm not allowed to eat the gmina. It's because high gavna, it's going to be a problem. Or such as by chametz, there too it's going to be a problem, because chametz the whole year I eat. It's only now for 7 days that I don't eat it. But if the guy is eating nevela over there, I don't have to worry about it, because nevela is something that I never eat. And the Emes says, the Shach continues, he says, that if you look in the halach and Shulchan Aruch, you see that hilchas chametz is even more chamer than hilchas basa v'chol. Because by basa v'chol, the Mechaber said that if there's a hefsek, if there's a hecker, if I'm eating on my place, man, and you're eating on your place, man, that in and of itself is enough to make this concern go away. In Hilchas Pesach, what did Mechaber say? Avol osur lahaloisa imoy al ha-shulchan, va'afilu behefsek mapa. That even if there's a hefsek, it's not going to be okay. In other words, chametz is even more chamer. Chametz, you can't say there's a hefsek. No, chametz is even going to be more chamer. What's the pshat? See, he says very simple. Because by basa v'chala, what's the concern? You may come to eat it together. Ufis reiseach, right? That's the whole concern. You may come to eat the two together. As it relates to chametz, even if you don't eat the two together, there's still a concern. Maybe a crumb of the other person's food is going to end up in your food. And if a crumb ends up in your food, being that chametz is never batal, chametz is also b'mashu, so over there you're going to have a problem. So he says the chashash by chametz is actually a much bigger concern than it is ordinarily. Ordinarily, you just have to make sure you don't eat it together. But over here, if a crumb would end up shooting into your food, right, the person's talking and by mistake, he spits while he's eating and it ends up in your sandwich, it's a problem. Right? I mean, this is just halacha l'maisa. So says the Shach, any little nothing, that would already cause an issue. Oh, being that any little, that would already cause an issue. That's why here it's mochamer, and a hefsek mapa is a good way of you not putting your hand into his plate. That the hefsek will accomplish. But it's not going to accomplish necessarily, unless his mapa is bulletproof. There's no way to know for sure that you're not going to end up with a little bit of crumb of this person's food in your food, and as a result, even a hefset mapa is not going to work. I'll just tell you a few interesting things. Number one is, I remember hearing years ago from Rabbi Forsheimer, he said over, I believe it was from the Chazon Ish, that what happens if on Pesach, you're makbid, but you don't eat gebrachts, and you're eating with someone who does eat gebrachts. So is that okay? The Chazon Ish said it's not okay. Because if someone's makbid on eating gebrachts, it's a problem, and imamish, it falls into this halach and Shulchan Aruch. You have Hilchas Pesach, Simin, Tof, Mem, Sif, Cotton, Gimel, with the chumrah that even a hefsek mapa is not going to work. So he said over from the Chazon Ish that two people that one eats gebrachts and one doesn't eat gebrachts is going to be an issue. The Prima Gadim discusses a shiloh. What would be if you are not eating basar right now? You're not eating basar, but you're fleishiks. You're fleishiks. You're not eating basar. Are you let to sit and eat, not fleishiks, at a table with his gvina? So let's say you go to a shalosh shudas, and there's diri at the shalosh shudas. Milchiks at the shalosh shudas. You have lox, bagels, and cream cheese at the shalosh shudas. You're fleishiks. You ate your meal late. So you're going to sit down. You're going to eat a bagel and lox, and you're going to pass on the cream cheese. Right? You're going to have a black coffee. Is that okay? Is that okay? So do you say, I'm not eating basar right now, so maybe it should be fine? Or do you say that at the end of the day I'm fleishiks? I mean that I'm fleishiks. The halacha is I'm not allowed to do it. So I saw the Badei Hashulchan brings. I am prima godem the ma'isi mitshuvas beis Yaakov the mishu b'tayk sheishoy shal achilas basar lo yeshev etzol misha oichel gvino shem yoshev lo v'yishkach v'yoichlenu. So beis Yaakov was machmer. He said it's not okay. But the prima godem chalak alav bazeh. The prima godem was chaylik, and the prima godem said that it's not a problem. And pasha, why is it not a problem? Because it's never going to come to an Issa Dei Raisa. Issa Dei Raisa is if you're eating it together. Over here, the Shei Shois, which is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, over here it's definitely something that's not going to come in the Issa Dei Raisa. Just one final halacha l'maisa that I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Brewer, they bring from the Nitei Gavriel, that the Nitei Gavriel said that if somebody is on an airplane on Pesach, and you know they're serving the food, you're sitting in a first class cab. No, I mean they're serving food. So you have to make sure that if you're sitting next to an Eni Yehudi, and he's eating his chametz, you can't sit next to him. He says, even though it's not technically one table, but he says it's a little too close for comfort. And as a result, it says you should wait until after that person finishes eating. Now, ordinarily, I don't think it's a problem, right? Michlau lav atashemeyahein. I think ordinarily, if you're on an airplane and the person next to you is an Eni Yehudi and he's eating his nevela, so am I allowed to eat? I'm not just eating right next to the person. Is it a problem? That's the Shach. Shach says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? He says, Kuvayna Vela, they never made a gzera. What do you want? You're going to take a piece of this person's sandwich? It's not happening. He's not giving it to you. You're not going to take it. You don't know each other. And even if you do feel heimish with the person, by Nevela, it's never an issue. The whole issue would be on chametz. Where chametz, the Mechaber says in Simon Tov Man, the bottom line is this three madrigas. You have basa v'cholov, which is our sugya, where you're not allowed to eat meat together with someone else that's eating milk at the same table. But if there's a hefsek mappa, it's okay. You have chametz on Pesach. You want to eat on Pesach your non-chametz food together with someone that's eating chametz. You can't do it even with a hefsek mappa. And then you want it. If I'm eating kosher food, I'm sitting with someone who's eating non-kosher food, there it's always going to be okay, because being that bus and avela, non-kosher food is something that people never eat, you don't have to worry about crumbs, because any little something that would be batal, there's no concern that you're going to be moishet yad and eat it. In that case, it's okay l'katchila.